98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station.
Captain Coyote, Shane Doan, with Burns and Gambo.
I'm associated with the Burns and Gambo. It's okay with Burns, but the Gambo part makes it a little bit tough.
Now.
You love that promo, don't you?
I do love that promo, yeah. And the promo is going to be self-explanatory here in a minute, because I know you want to welcome Shane Doan into the show in your own special way, don't you?
Doaner, what's going on?
Hey, guys, how are you?
Yeah, you know, the Coyotes off to a slow start. I mean, 0-2 on the season. I mean, but you know what it's like to get off to a slow start. You're 1-4 in fantasy football.
It's time to
just say it. Your team stinks, and you're not any good at this stuff. Like, just come out and admit it.
Oh, my goodness. I had the second most points. Didn't have a good week. Yeah. Had a couple issues. My freaky kicker, the guy I picked up, they ended up going with somebody else because my other kicker went on the IR, and then somebody else got hurt.
Oh my God, the excuses. I mean, the excuses.
I know.
Listen to this. Listen to this whining right now by Shane Doan. My kicker was supposed to kick and then he didn't, but I have the second most, but you're 1-4, dude.
I know.
You're 1-4. Your team's terrible.
Yeah, I'm going by the analytics. People love to say, hey, we're playing the right way. We're doing a lot of things well. We're just not finding wins right now.
No, you know, you have the wrong players. You picked a bad team.
This is why I like that promo that we play, because he's proud to be affiliated with me. I can see why he wouldn't be very happy to be affiliated with you.
It's like this every week with you. He's the Baker Mayfield of fantasy football. He talks the talk, but he can't walk the walk. Nobody talked more crap than Doaner about fantasy football, and his team's 1-4.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, at least I'll shake hands. Oh, wait, I did shake hands? No, I didn't shake hands. Did I shake hands with everybody?
Did you see? So apparently, and I'm saving you here, Doaner, because Gambo could seriously rail on you and your fantasy team for 10 minutes. Give me the assist on this one. So they shook hands. The video proved that they did, in fact, shake hands. But then after the coin flip was done, Mayfield ran back to the sideline without shaking hands a second time. And apparently that's what Richard Sherman is bothered by. So there was a handshake, and then apparently there was supposed to be a second handshake. And when Baker didn't take part in that one, that's what pissed Richard Sherman off. But now Richard Sherman got crucified on social media, and everybody was ripping him because the video said he finally came out and said, I owe Baker Mayfield an apology. That was a really weird story in the NFL this last weekend.
And that happens. Like, I've dropped pucks where guys forget to shake hands. You're focused on your thing. Other people, you know, they drop a puck and leave. Sometimes it happens. I know the coin toss is different because it's directly with the other team, so it's a little bit different, and you should be used to the way things do it. But I mean, it happens. And he did shake hands. I mean, you saw it. He actually is trying to shake the other guy's hand, and the other guy kind of blows him off at first.
Yeah, maybe the Baker Mayfield cannot get. I mean, he's and he brings it on himself. There's no question he brings it on himself. But, man, he has got a target on his back in this league, no doubt.
Oh, no kid. But, hey, those are some pretty good commercials he's got going on.
Oh, with the one with the wife when he's trying to, like, turn the lights on and she's trying to, like, cook something?
So, how often do you end up doing that, though? Is that it? No. Is that it? No.
Yeah.
I've done that so many times.
Oh, me too. Like, when one of the switches goes out, I go outside and I yell at my wife, is that one it? No.
Exactly.
Damn, I should have labeled these stupid things. I have no idea. I'm just guessing.
Seriously, I've got $5 in my pocket right now that Gambo doesn't actually know where the breaker box is in his house.
Oh, no, I know where it is.
I've got $5 in my pocket that says you have no idea where that
thing
is at.
I totally know where it is.
Chelsea's the one out there flipping the switches. You have no idea where the breaker box is,
I know where the breaker box is.
All right.
I wouldn't know how to fix anything. I just ought to, like, pull the knob back and forth.
So, Shane, I have a question for you. It doesn't have anything to do with your fantasy team or Baker Mayfield. Do you remember the last time the Coyotes beat the Boston Bruins? Because it was a long damn time ago.
Yeah. It was in Prague, I think.
Yes.
We beat them in Prague.
2010.
So we haven't beat them on North America, like, for a long time. So it's one of those teams that we just did that to Edmonton. Edmonton went, like, 21-0-4 against. Or we went 21-0-4 against Edmonton over a stretch. And you can't really put your finger on it, but it happens. And no one even knows about it, for the most part. That's the part that's so funny. I bet you 3/4 of the guys on the team had no idea that it had been that long that they since they'd won.
Yeah, because it spans so many years that a lot of those guys weren't on the team when the streak started, right?
Yeah. So that you can't even point to it being, well, to these players. I just don't get it. It's one of those things.
Hey, I'm a little worried. I'm going to go over the reasons why. How good is Vegas this year? They're a Stanley Cup contender, aren't they?
Yes.
Winnipeg.
They would be. They're really good.
Vegas is really good. And coming off of a loss. Winnipeg's a good team, right?
Well, I mean, they're beat up on the back end. The other night they had 390 games played amongst the 6 defensemen they had starting against Pittsburgh. 390. Wow. The whole all 6, I mean, they're banged up so bad on the back end.
All right, Colorado's tough at home.
Colorado's good, yes.
And then Nashville's really good.
Yes.
I mean, is there a potential this team could start 0-6? Vegas, Colorado, Winnipeg at Winnipeg, and then and in Nashville.
Yeah, they're all good teams. It's so hard right now to find a team because the teams that you thought weren't going to be maybe as strong in Anaheim and LA, they're doing well. Anaheim's I think 3-0. LA's doing okay. Vancouver struggled a little bit, but other than every team seems to be capable of beating you. And that's where you get on the wrong side of something, the momentum gets going on you, and you got to get it stopped. You got to get it going in the right direction.
So let me ask you as a player, when you look at the early schedule and you're like, oh man, Vegas, Colorado on the road, Winnipeg on the road, Nashville, do you put a big emphasis on winning that first one against Anaheim?
Huge.
And so when you lose that game, you got the Bruins coming up next.
Yeah.
I mean, when you lose that game to Anaheim, it's a big letdown, isn't it?
It is. It really is, especially when you played well enough on the road to maybe have a chance. And you saw what they did against Boston where they came out with so much energy. But you get in this position where the momentum, it's so important. You need somebody to have a big game, and you can easily get going the other direction. And this has been their MO for the last few years. They've won 4 in a row, then they lose 5 in a row. You win 3 and then lose 6. Like they kind of go in streaks like that, and hopefully they get it stopped here.
I know slow starts have been kind of the MO, not last year so much. They were okay to start the season, but 2 years ago it was that noise you just made a second ago. I'm sure you can't do that because then you're just playing catch up the whole rest of the year trying to get yourself back into it. I'm sure that's a message Tuck has for the guys right now.
Oh, without a doubt. He's trying to figure out a way. You know, they've had 4 days off. They're trying to get ready to go, trying to find something. They need the power play to have a big night. Their goaltending has been great, so that gives you confidence. And that's why I can't see that being 0-6. Their goaltending's been too good for them to go 0-6. But at the same time, talk is all over on making sure, hey, this is we've went down this path before. We got to be so desperate in this next game. I mean desperate, desperate. Find a way to get on the right side.
Yeah, if you start, say it's not 0-6, say it's even 1-5, because the schedule is just so tough. Is that a hole that's really difficult to climb out of because you're chasing points and you're chasing so many teams early?
Well, I think it's 82 games, so you're not. I think you're getting a little bit. You're getting a little bit too excited about it. But at the same time, you recognize how close the season ends up. Like, everybody ends up with about 91 to 94 points. So if you end up 4 or 5 points behind people right out of the gate, you gotta make up points on so many different teams, and that's what makes it hard, especially if there's other teams having success. Like, you are pretty confident that you'd be ahead of Anaheim or L.A. or maybe Minnesota, and they're all having decent starts, and you're behind them now. And so that's... Not only do you have to bump one of the teams that made the playoffs out, you got to stay ahead of those other teams. And it just gets harder and harder. That being said, we could talk next week and it's like, oh, they're back. And what do you think they could get home ice? So it's the way it goes.
All right, Doan, I'm rooting for your fantasy team.
Who does
team.
He play this week?
He's got Ron Wolfley this week.
Oh, my God. If you can't beat him, if you don't beat him, you should quit.
Wolf's 3?
Oh, my goodness.
Wolf's 3-2?
No, I want if you don't beat him, you should just throw 1-5. You got to throw in the towel.
My 1-5 is a lot more likely to miss the playoffs. That the Coyotes 1-5.
Oh, yeah, no, you're missing the playoffs already at 1-4. But like Wolf was like, he's terrible at this. If you can't beat him, you just got to concede.
Oh, I know. Well, I don't know if I'll concede.
Don't concede.
Then I get to play spoiler for a few people.
Yeah.
Then we'll see how we do from there.
Glad to know I've solidified my spot as your favorite, Doan. Thank you very much for coming on for a few. We appreciate it.
No kidding. Hey, are you guys watching the Cardinals right now?
Oh my God. They just missed the extra point. It's 13-0 right now.
Would you leave if you were a fan and you're down 13-0? Would you leave
if you're in Atlanta right now?
Liar.
I don't think I would. They're going to give them a standing ovation at the end of the game. They're going to salute them at the end of the game. They've had a good year. They weren't expected to make the playoffs this year. Everyone was probably pointing more towards next year. I think I stick around. And you want to see how high the score can get to. You don't get to see that very often.
They have not advanced in the postseason since 2001, the Atlanta Braves.
Oh, it might be 13-1 now.
Well, they just got on the board.
Yes, the Braves, they're only down 12 runs.
They just got on the board. Josh Donaldson's solo home run. Only 12 to go, boys.
There you go.
Go get them. Thanks, Doner. We'll talk soon.
Always a pleasure, guys. Thanks so much.